Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome.
Off we go again on the merry-go-round, which is all the best sounds in modern and contemporary jazz. Saturday night on Manx Radio. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show, and it's that time of the year already. As parents of teenagers will know, exam season. So you probably need distressing. Even though you're not the candidate sitting the exams, you'll know that revision time throws a dismal calm over home life, as for once the offspring have a valid excuse for skipping their chores. So while you're doing the dishes and taking the bins out, relax as we bring you some of the best contemporary jazz sounds around. So, H, as you can't claim that excuse, what's been throwing your immaculately alphabeticised catalogued CD collection into disarray this week, and what has accidentally been put in the dishwasher whilst you were tidying up?
Yes, we'll have some ancestral numbers with saxophonist and composer Jason Robinson, a fairly new name on me, it has to be said. Bancroft, we haven't heard from the Bancroft brothers for a while, have we? We've got a new one and an old one out, Phil Bancroft, almost simultaneously. And the latest from VJ Iyer on ECM, Compassion, a cracker, love it.
And for me, well, we're pillars, but not of society. We're travellers, but we're going nowhere. We're light-headed, as Alice noted. And to kick things off, we're Surprised by Joy by Ernesto Cervini and Turboprop.
We'll be right back.
great stuff there. Describing Toronto drummer Ernesto Cervini, jazz Winnipeg journalist went on to say he had energy to burn and his band Turboprop are not only innovative and electrifying, but had a sound reminiscent of the Jazz Messengers, but tackling a range of music from Parker to Radiohead, plus band originals. And speaking of the band, I have recently featured Turboprop's latest release, a Canadian songbook about, I don't know, 2 months ago or something, and also have previously featured his smaller group Tetrahedron. Well, this band is actually a mix of those two groups, plus another one of his groups, Toontown, and it has up to 17 different players on the album, but they don't all appear on each track. And as we heard, they're great solos from Adrian Ferrugia on piano, who's a Turboprop player, and also from Tara Davison playing alto. The band was Juno nominated, which is the Canadian Grammy equivalent, and have won that prize on a number of occasions, including with the first Turboprop album. The track was Surprised by Joy, and the album was Joy, which came out in 2022. Check out any of Ernesto's output, particularly the Turbo Pop, and if you like that, you won't be disappointed.
No, definitely not. Great swinger to get going. More laid back now with VJ Iyer. This one came out beginning of this year, February 2024, on the ECM label. And if you're a fan of VJ Iyer, you'll know what to expect. It's usually complex, it's quite cerebral, it's sort of quite intellectual music, something you need to listen to, lots of interplay going on, very sympathetic between the individual musicians, and I see nothing to disagree with any of those suggestions or any of those descriptions with his latest album, Compassion. Fantastic trio he's got there with Linda Mahan O'Bass, the incredible Tyson Sori at the kit. The album's called Compassion and this track is called Arch. Thank you. Been enjoying that one a lot. I listened to that back to back. I binge listened, unusual for me, a few nights ago because I just had it on a download and was trying out a new download system, or at least trying to get my download to work properly through my hi-fi, and it was working nicely and I enjoyed it so much that I listened to it two or three times back to back. Very good indeed. And sometimes his music can be almost too intellectual, I think. Some of the previous albums I've struggled a little bit with, and you think, gosh, you really got to listen to this to get anything out of it or to get the most out of it. Definitely not background or car music, as we frequently say here on Jumping In. This one, I think you could actually probably enjoy parts of it in the car. I agree to a degree with the review of his previous album on ECM, Uneasy. And the New Yorker said, a triumph of small group interchange and fertile invention, Ayers' piano work, whether arrestingly skittish or clothed in powerful solemnity, resounds with a visceral intensity of purpose. Well, yeah, I sort of, it's a bit wordy that, but I know exactly where he's coming from. This album, again, was recorded not in Munich, but over in the States at Utcaven Audio in Mount Vernon, just outside New York City, and produced by Ayer and Eicher. Great sound, wonderful ECM sound, as always. Wonderful interplay with Linda Mahan-Oh and the great drums of Taishan Sori, and quite a few of the tracks dedicated to some of his figures he really admires, such as the one we've heard, Arch, which references anti-apartheid icon Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Check it out. Good stuff.
Good stuff indeed. And in fact, all three of them are leaders in their own right. And we've got featured releases, which we've had on the show, from each of them. But I haven't had an interview with any of them. So that's
sadly not.
Possibly we could look forward to. Next up from me, and by coincidence, another Canadian band. And this was playing in the car. And I was enjoying an electric piano solo on, which made me think of our friend and listener Jeff in Luxembourg, who's always saying, can we have a little bit more electric piano? Released back in 2016, I've not beat this on the show before, here's Pillars of Hercules, taken from the Atlantis Jazz Ensemble's debut album, Oceanic Suite. Thank you. Pillars of Hercules from the Atlantis Jazz Ensemble's Oceanic Suite. The whole album has that kind of relaxed, summery groove to it. It's definitely perfect window down, car music indeed. The quintet have got two albums out, but all are members of two much larger outfits as well, the Soul Jazz Orchestra and Cinephonic. Actually, if you enjoyed that, it's worth checking them out as well. The band are Ed Lister on trumpet, Zachary France on alto, Pierre Chretien on Rhodes, and Alex Bilidou on the bass, and Mike Asudri at the drums.
Hello, I'm Julia Hultzmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
I've got that.
Oh,
Terrific stuff, a sort of Scottish Indo-jazz fusions revisited. Loving that, really great sound there. Celtic sound towards the end there as they disappear off into the distance. Fantastic sax playing from Phil Bancroft with the wonderful Gayan Singh on tabla and the gorgeous drone of the tambora in the background there as well. From a new album by Phil, he's sort of got two out at once and that these are on his own Myriad Streams platform. You can find the music there, and thanks very much to Rob Adams for sending those our way. You can also, at the same time, his long-lost 2004 album, Headlong, with what a lineup, with Reed Anderson bass, Thomas Sternan drums, Mike Walker guitar, is being reissued again on Phil's Myriad Streams web platform, and we've just heard a bit of the duo recording with Gayan Singh. Fantastic at tabla player, as you can hear there, and they just go together so well. They've worked together for some time. Phil, of course, been a major presence on the Scottish jazz scene for a long time, has travelled to India quite widely over the years and loves exploring that union or that sort of joining of different musical genres and traditions to great effect. Highly effective on that one. There's a wonderful story actually on the notes sent through about the recording of that. They say that due to busy schedules, there was only one time in a morning after a big Edinburgh concert by In Common, Phil's brother's group, and the ensuing celebration, so they're probably all on the whiskey all night. Next morning, Phil picked up Singh at 8:30 in the morning from the house of bagpipe maker, sitar player and musical catalyst, the late Nigel Richard, to take him to his home in Glenkinchie to play. It was pretty early in the morning. Singh had only had a couple of hours sleep. Probably a bit of a sore head as well, I dare say. I don't know, I'm guessing. And when they got to Glenkinchie, quick coffee, microphone was placed in front of the tabla, one in front of the saxophone, and off they went with no discussion. They started just playing and recording. And some of the music on this duo album is that. It's just completely spontaneous, improvised music, the absolute essence of jazz. Some of it, again, was recorded a bit later in India, but I love that idea. Right, here we go. Mike, coffee, ready? 3, 2, 1, boom, off you go. If you've got players of the calibre of Singh and Phil Bancroft, you can actually come out with music like that. Amazing stuff. A testament to the joy of jazz. Like I said, you can check that out. Thanks to Rob. Wonderful stuff happening north of the border. As always, you'll get it on creativesoundmyriadstreams.com.
And indeed on Bandcamp and other streaming platforms as well. Excuse me, bit of a frog in the throat going on there.
Nasty, nasty.
And in fact, discussed with Rob the wonderful music the Bancroft Brothers did. Of course, Trio AAB, we should dig some out. That's still a great listen.
Haven't played for ages, haven't we?
They were a fantastic band that the brothers had together. And I mentioned to Rob that at the time, we had been discussing trying to get them over to the island to see whether they perform, because they used to do a deconstruction of the Sound of Music. And he replied to me, said, I saw Trio AAB doing the Sound of Music in Henry's cellar bar. It was a riot. My recollection is that Tom was dressed as a nun, but the other two chickened out and came as themselves. Although
as goats. No.
Phil did do a pretty good imitation of a mountain in those days. But there we are. So look
Not
out
anymore.
For possibly Caber releases coming up on Myriad Streams. two. Very good indeed. Now, next from me, a band who I'd certainly like to catch live if I could. It's a new quartet. If you are anywhere interested in world jazz, then you must have caught South African pianist Duzu Makatidi's Blue Note release album In the Spirit of Two last year. And he's in this new quartet, now led by New York-based Swedish tenorist Carl Martin Almqvist, and the rather snappily entitled Carl Martin Almqvist Abebemu Quartet. From their debut release, The Travellers, here's Abebemu.
Thank you. Matongo, now in Vilingangi. Busisani nanku, umnigelo wenu. Thokozani kuwo, niziqashe. Ababemu.
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 Indeed. Mm. And that licking is not an easy thing to do, obviously, part of the language from the part of South Africa that Nduduzo Makatini comes from. A great album, really, really good indeed, and certainly featuring great playing throughout. That it was Ababemu, as you heard from Carl Martin Almqvist Ababemu Quartet's debut release, The Travellers. Just look for The Travellers because you're not going to remember the rest of that. It was released at the start of last week. The band is Carl Martin Almqvist on tenor, Duduzo Makatini on piano and voice, as you heard, Magne Thumosteya on bass and Ayanda Sikade on the drums. Album's out on Ropadope, and many thanks for them for sending us through a copy.
Mm, indeed. And thanks to Anne at Braithwaite and Katz for this next one. Jason Robinson, the saxophonist and composer. As I say, not a name I'm familiar with, I have to be honest, put my hand on my heart. It's a fine player, though. Been enjoying listening to some tracks on this, tracing the roots and branches of his family tree into, or using that as an inspiration for new music on albums he's called Ancestral Numbers, coming out in two parts, the first part just out this very month, or at least actually next very month, I think it's in May, and then a second part coming out on October the 8th. So the first part, May the 14th, I believe that's coming out. And yeah, using his family as this sort of background, or trying to link the music with his ancestry, as it were. He says, ancestry like music is a concept inextricable from the passage of time. In music, each performance is a convergence of past influence, experience and practice, and present emotion, atmosphere and improvisation. And each one of us represents a similar convergence, as our very existence conveys the biological, genetic and experiential influences of our ancestors into our lived past. A great lineup with trombonist Michael Dessen, pianist Joshua White, bassist Drew Gress, who gets a lot of work, and drummer Ches Smith. And this is called Second House. We'll be right back. They go. Really been enjoying that one. Really something a bit different. Good sound, sort of quite free in places, quite sort of traditional sounding in other places, but just got a good meaty sound to it overall. And again, music which does command your attention, makes you think about it, quite punchy and, you know, pulls no punches. I'm liking that one. He says, my grandmother was 34 when I was born, says Jason Robertson, the sax player. Growing up, it felt kind of odd to have a mum that was so young, just starting her adult life. But at this age, I realise how special that was, and my grandmother's passing was the instigator for turning my imaginative musical attention towards the idea of ancestry. Yeah, interesting stuff. Like, so the first one just out on May the 14th will be out via Playscape Recordings, and a second volume of this music will be out in October, on October the 8th, 2 days after my birthday.
Lucky old you. Maybe a birthday present on the way. Well, that's about it for this week's show, but we've just got time to fit in a track from Bruford, the jazz rock group led by Bill Bruford, drummer, back in the 80s, featuring the unique guitar styling of the late Alan Holdsworth, who left us 7 years ago last week, can you believe? Time flies by, doesn't it? Interestingly, there's a new release due out on the British Progressive Jazz label from the Pat Smythe Quartet, featuring Holdsworth, recorded live at two venues back in 73, just pretty much at the start of his career. He'd played the year before with Nucleus on the Belladonna album, but really at the start of his career. I've always liked his playing, and if anything, the later on he became much more jazz-leaning. His Gordon Beck recordings, particularly Sunbird, if you haven't heard us play it on the show before, very jazzy indeed. Bruford was a band I was lucky enough to catch two or three times as a student. They toured with Brand X, had a sound of their own, Holdsworth on guitar, the wonderful Dave Stewart on keyboards, Jeff Berlin on bass, and of course Bill Bruford at the drums. And a bit of an Isle of Man connection here, as a number of you might remember Ireland resident Sam Alder. Perhaps for the wrong reasons, but Sam mentioned, managed at the time, such acts as T-Rex, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Brian Ferry, Roxy Music and Brian Eno, and indeed Bruford for EG Records, the label set up by David Anhoven and John Gayden, hence the EG. David described the company thus: EG was quite a successful company. As mad as tits, but successful. Anyway, from one of a kind, with Sam Alder as the narrator, here's Fainting in Coils.
No jumping in next week because it's Guild Week. There'll be Manx Radio's Guild coverage with Judith Leigh. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Alice did not feel encouraged to ask any more questions about it, so she turned to the Mock Turtle and said,
"What else had you to learn?"
"Well, there was mystery,"
the Mock Turtle replied, counting off the subjects on his flappers.
"Mystery, ancient modern, geography, then drawing. The drawing master was an old congreer that used to come once a week. He taught us drawing, stretching, and fainting in coils."